This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. When the people coming to visit are known as the Troika, you can be pretty sure it's not a social call. The Troika is the European Commission, the European Central Bank, and the IMF. They've started meetings in Greece today. They'd like to know what the country's doing in return for billions in bailout money. Dimitros Doulos is an economist at the American College of Greece, and he's with me from his office near Athens. Hello.
Good to talk to you, too.
We report on this seemingly constant stream of supposedly do-or-die moments for Greece. How pivotal is this one?
All the meetings with Troika are serious. There's no doubt about that. But this time they just came to check if we had any progress in the period before and after the elections as far as the structural changes that we are supposed to proceed with.
So it has been about a month since those elections you mentioned. Is the new government there having any better luck than the previous ones at solving this conflict between the austerity they promised and the pain that many Greeks seem to be refusing to accept?
I think the government shows that it is serious in proceeding with changes. The good thing is that soon they realize then that there is no a lot of room for negotiation. And now they have started proceeding with the changes at a slower pace than they should, of course, but they have shown some progress.
Despite the fact that all the sides here are continuing to talk, continuing to work together, it sounds like many Greeks are resigned to ultimately leaving the euro. If you could speak to your fellow Greeks right now and grab them by the shoulders and shake them a bit and say, this is what's going to happen if we leave the euro, what would you tell them?
Oh, the inflation will erode their incomes. People don't realize that, but if we go back to a national currency, the national currency will devalue, and the purchasing power of the incomes will decline. Things that we import, like gasoline, for instance, will be very, very expensive. So that will automatically cause a huge decline in the standard of living.
Economist Dimitros Doulos from Greece, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.